we've found over the last 3 years in getting out and being proactive ahead of heat emergencies, that the number of heat-related incidents in the ballpark has actually decreased. The biggest thing that we ask that fans do is please stay hydrated. Make sure that they come, with bottled water. We're even relaxing some of our security policies during Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll allow fans to bring in opened bottles of water, because one of the things we want to do is make sure the policy doesn't get in the way of being proactive and allowing fans the opportunity to bring in half-consumed bottles of water, as a means to staying hydrated.
Right. And apparently the Reds are going to be giving out free ice at the ballpark.
Well, at the sports, at any of the concession stands, fans can go up there and they can get a cup and basically fill it up at any one of the, the drinking fountains throughout the ballpark. But also, too, we have the cool rooms that are in operation, so fans, if they need to get in out of the heat, can go to these cool rooms. There are televisions in there, and also inside then we have iced water for them. Cool water vapor misting stations are available throughout the ballpark, as well as the big PNC power stacks in center field. We have free sunscreen available at any of the Tri-Hill first aid stations. And we'll permit fans to bring in, bottled water or beverages and soft-sided coolers, 16 by 16 by 8. Fans definitely should keep hydrated and drink plenty of fluids. Care should be taken, obviously, with, exposing infants and the elderly fans, as they're more susceptible to these heat-related illnesses. We'll have additional medical staff on hand from TriHealth, as well as we'll have an emergency medicine physician here with paramedics, ambulance service, wheelchair assistance is always available. All fans need to do is see a Red staff member and we'll get them help. And please, 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 fans, if you're in the stands and you see you become weak or sick, or you see others around you becoming weak or sick, please just stand up, wave your arms, make a commotion so we can see you. And let a Red staff member know, and medical aid will be definitely summoned as soon as possible.
Have there been many instances over the years that the Great American Ballpark has been open and it's been hot that fans have really taken ill and even had to be transported to hospitals?
Yes, and that's, good testament to our medical partner in TriHealth, where we have the emergency physicians on staff, on hand. We have our own ambulance service, and they have a lot of fluids here for intravenous intervention if need be. And, we're going to look after our fans that choose to come here to the ballpark because they're our guests.
Mullen says if you're at the ballpark with infants or elderly people and you're sitting in a spot that's too hot, Reds employees will move you to a cooler location if possible. The Reds also have roving medics who can be summoned to your seat by pager almost instantly. I'm Steve Hirschberg.